No. Yes. Mikey? Oh, yeah, we are. Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Behar Bechukotai. So, one of the most notable topics, especially in the beginning of this week's parasha, is that of Mitzvat HaShemitah. By the way, this coming year, Tashin Pebet, Taba Alinu Tov Al-Bircha, Yishnat HaShemitah in Eretz Yisrael. So, the Torah goes into great length about all the Halachot of Shemitah, the sabbatical year in Eretz Yisrael, where the ground is left fallow and all the fruits become hefker. It's a tremendous nisayon. It's a tremendous test, especially in the, you know, today you have a lot of farmers too in Eretz Yisrael. But especially in those times, it's not like, you know, some random farmers here or there. Parnasa back in the day was what? Farming, agriculture. That's there were doctors, there weren't lawyers and mortgage brokers and real estate and whatever. The only real estate that there was agriculture. That was Makor Parnasa for everybody. So that's why the Midrash, in this week's Parashah, Midrash Rabbah, the Midrash brings down, Barakhu Adonai Malachav, Gibor Echowach, Ose Devaro, Lishmoa Bekol Devaro, Amar Yitzchak, Enu Shomre Shvi'it. When the Pasuk in Tehilim refers to Gibor Echowach, that are compared to Malachim, the Torah says, that's a reference to Shomre Shvi'it, that's a reference to people who keep Shemitah. Why? Shemitah is one of the hardest mitzvot in the entire Torah. You know why? All of the entire Torah, all of the other, let's say, mitzvot and avarot in the Torah, they have time limits, right? Let's, Shabbat is a day. Yom Kippur is a day. Vechule vechule. And so on and so forth. Shemitah, you're telling a person, every single day for an entire year, watch your field life, Elo. Don't work. Let other people come into your field and take all of the fruits of everything you toiled so hard for, and you have to let them. Not only that, if a person locks up his field and doesn't let people come in, that's called shamur v'ne'ivad. It's a machloket rishonim, whether or not the fruits become asur. According to the Ravid and another poskim, the fruits become asur as a result. As a result of a person not keeping shmitah, comes shamur v'ne'ivad. The Ramban disagrees that perot shamur v'ne'ivad don't become asur, but the asur is still there. You can't do it, and because of that, the Torah looks gibor echowah, heroes. The Torah says, you know who the heroes of Am Yisrael are? Shomer Shvi'it. They're real heroes, superheroes, right? That's our, what do you call that? The universe, right? That's our superhero universe is the Shomer Shemitah, the Shelanu. That's our heroes, Am Yisrael. Not only that, from the fact that the Torah says, we find somewhere else where the Torah compares Am Yisrael to Malachim. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat Daf Pechet, "B'sha'a shi'gdimu Yisrael na'aseh l'nishma, yatzta bat kol ve'amra, mi gila lebanai raz ze shemalachei ha'sharit mishtameshim bo." Who told my children? Who divulged the secret to them that the Malachim use? What's that? Na'aseh l'nishma. According to human nature, it's impossible for a person to, or nearly impossible for a person to sign up, to agree to something before knowing the terms and the conditions. Only by Am Yisrael do we ever find the first time in history, the only time, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tasked them with 613 mitzvot and they had no clue about it. And they said, Na'aseh v'nishma, without knowing anything. Hashem says, these guys are heroes. These are malachim, like malachim.
Isn't that in every Malach
Mantra? That what? Na'aseh v'nishma. Yeah, that's why the chuppah is like Har Sinai. Yeah? So, Rabotai, listen carefully. From the mitzvah of Shvi'it, from the mitzvah of Shmirat HaShemitah, you can see how high a person can go. And we know, why is it, if you think about it for a second, it's such a hard mitzvah. In Parashat Bechukotai, the second parashah that we're reading this week, we read about the tochachot. Right, this is the shorter version. These are the tochachot, the curses that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. In Parashat Kitavo, which we'll be reading b'sha'at tova u'mutzlachat before Rosh Hashanah, those are the tochachot that came from Moshe Rabbein. In the tochacha, we find a recurring theme. Twice in the tochacha. What does the Torah say? Why do many of the galut, we're getting kicked out of Eretz Yisrael for what? The Torah says, Az tirtze ha'aretz et shabetoteha, Kol yemei oshama ve'atem be'eretz oyvechim. Az tishbat ha'aretz v'yirtza tishbetoteha kol yemei oshama tishbot. את אשר לא שבתה בשבתותיכם בשבתיכם עליה. Which means, Hashem tells Am Yisrael, by hook or by crook, the land is going to get its Shemitah. If you keep it, great. And if not, all of the... Now, that's why, by the way, the Shemitot that Am Yisrael didn't keep during Bayit Rishon, there were 70 Shemitot cycles of it that they didn't keep. When did 70 Shemitot that they didn't keep, when did the land take it back? The 70 years of Galut, when they went over there. The Torah says, if you don't keep Shemitah, you'll get kicked out. And the land will get its sabbatical anyway. Now what do you see from here? That in spite of the tremendous difficulty of the mitzvah, comes the tremendous responsibility also to keep it. Now it's a little bit interesting. If it's such a hard mitzvah to keep, and we're called heroes and superheroes or whatever, so why is it that the Torah is so machmir about the punishment? Usually, the harder the niseyon, the less the punishment, right? Isn't it? When do you get a bigger punishment? If it's something that's easier and you fail anyway, you deserve to get punished hard. But if it's something really hard and you end up failing, so logic dictates that what? You get a lesser punishment. Says the Sichot Musar something interesting. You know why by Shemitah the Torah was so careful about us keeping it? He says, because this is mitzvah Shemitah represents our emunah and bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu command us about Shemitah? If you look in Sefer HaChinuch, he explains, just like many of the other mitzvot in the Torah, another thing, what else do we see? In Parashat Behar, after the mitzvah Shemitah, we find something else. If a Jew sells land to another Jew in Eretz Yisrael, besides for, let's say, a batei arechoma, a walled city, what's the halacha? The Torah says, ve'aretz lo timachir litzmitut. There's no such thing as a final and absolute eternal sale of real estate. The Torah says you can sell real estate for how long? Until the Yovel, in general. Yeah? And then when it goes bang. Why? Why is the Torah saying that? Kadosh Baruch Hu's trying to tell Am Yisrael, remember, yes, I give you the ability to conduct business, to buy and sell, you have to survive, obviously. But the land belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the land and tells you that you're allowed to engage the land to do parnasa. Once every 7 years, you have to drop everything to remind yourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Same thing with land in Eretz Yisrael not being sold absolutely, definitively. Why? The land becomes you can only sell something definitively if you own it. Hashem says, remember that you don't. That's why you can't sell it definitively. Huh? So where HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, he commanded. Right? There's much more of a feeling of ba'alut over land than there is over items. Now listen to this. There's a famous machloket in the Pasuk. The Torah says, the Torah goes into a monologue that Am Yisrael might have, which is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Am Yisrael about Shemitah, what might they say to themselves? Lest you say, what are we going to eat during the seventh year? We're not planting, we're not harvesting. Says the Torah, "V'tziviti et birchati lachem b'shana ha'shishit, ve'asat et ha'tvuah l'shlosh ha'shanim." Yeah, I will command my blessing on the sixth year, and therefore it'll give the land will give produce for 3 years. Rashi HaKadosh understands this pasuk kipshuto. Says Rashi HaKadosh, what are the 3 years the land gives produce for? The end of the sixth, from Nisan to Tishrei, Shemitah, seven, and eight, the year thereafter. That's Perush Rashi. The Ramban disagrees with Rashi. The Ramban says, Lo Nachon. The Ramban says, there's no test over there. They're not going to ask, what are we going to eat on the seventh year? Why? Because usually, you'll always be, what are they going to eat on the seventh year? Whatever grew. Whatever they planted during the sixth, they're going to eat on the seventh. So that's not the question. Rather, the Ramban is mifaresh. What does the Torah mean by "Betziviti et birchati lachem lishlosh hashanim"? What's that? What's the 3 years? He says it's talking about what? Not seven, because that's not a question. Rather, what? He says it's talking about the Yovel year. What's that? we're talking about the Shemitah year, Yovel, and the year after the Yovel. That's the 3 years. So that's Pirush Rambam.
So 49, 50, and 51. Years 49, 50, and 51.
Idiok. 49, 50, and 51. Shemitah, Yovel, Motzei Yovel. Now, says the Kli Yakar, asking on the Ramban, says, I don't understand. Says, if Am Yisrael, according to the Ramban, that Am Yisrael already saw in the sixth year, year 48, they already saw three, according to the Ramban, 3 years worth of produce growing, so why would they even ask? According to the Pasuk, when are they asking? The sixth year, they're asking that the next 3 years. But if they're already seeing preemptively 3 years worth of tevuah growing, so there's no more question. There's no more. Oh, so the Kli Yakar comes and says, Baruch Shekivanta. So he says like this. So the Kli Yakar says, perforce, the way we have to understand the Ramban is that the Ramban is talking qualitatively, not quantitatively. The Torah does not say anywhere that the ground will produce 3 times more the amount of produce, because then there would be no test of emunah. They would see all the produce in front of them. Rather, what? You know what the nisayon was? Says the Kli Yakar l'dat Ramban, the ground would produce exactly the same amount of produce as it would any other year. But what? They had to have enough emunah to know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would make it just like the man. Ochel kim'ah u'mitbarech min'av. They would eat just a little bit and be full and nutritious and taken care of by that, which means the nutritional factor of the 6 years produce was what? 3 times greater than any other random year. And that was the test of the emunah. Says the Sichot Musar was the same thing by the man. They got a commandment from Moshe Rabbeinu. How much could they collect per head? Omer lagulgolet. There were many nisim that happened by the man. The Torah says one of them was vayamodu va'omer v'lo ha'edif amarbe v'amamait lo yechsir. For instance, let's say you had 2 families. Both 5 people per family. Yeah, 5 nefashot per family. You have 1 person that goes out, he collects, and another person, he went to the field, collected whatever it was, a little bit, and he went home. Both of them, exactly the same amount of people in their families. When they got home and measured the amount of money they collected, the nest was that what? How much did they measure? It was always the same. The Torah taught us already from the man, it's not about the amount that you collect. The nis is in the quality of what you collect. Says the Torah with regards to Shemitah, that was the nisayon with regards to Shmirat HaShemitah. You didn't see everything. Physically, realistically, it may have been very hard to believe that you'd be able to survive for the next 3 years on this amount. But this was the test of emunah. But guess what? The entire formation, the formation of Am Yisrael had to do with emunah. Hasev and Yishma was all about emunah. Not everything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu was emunah. You can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but obviously we feel it. But you can't, there's ways to prove. But logically, you can't describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of the emunah bitachon that every Jew has to know. You have to feel Hashem and you have to believe, you know. I don't remember where I heard this from, but one of the Baalei Musar used to say that emunah and bitachon begin where logic ends. If everything about Judaism was logical and evidence-based and proven, guess what? There would be no nisayon to keep Torah mitzvot, right? That's the rather what? There are many things that are logical and many things that are not. And emunah bitachon kicks in where logic ends. That is exactly the underpinnings of Am Yisrael. Specific, not on logic. Because if it was logical, there'd be no kunz. The point is to do it from a place of emunah bitachon to realize, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there and everything is going to work out for the best. And many of the mitzvot, many of the recurring mitzvot in this week's parasha come to remind us of that idea. For listening, Shabbat Shalom, Baruch, Tizkul Shalom Rabot, Biwa. Shalom Rabbi.